Welcome back. Gracias por acompañarnos cada semana en el Tejano Gold Countdown. Mi nombre es Woody Treviño, and it is my pleasure to bring you the most popular and officially recognized countdown in La Onda Tejana and regional Mexican music. We've been counting down the top 20 songs of the week, and now it's down to the top five.
Yo no supe amarte, eso es lo que dices tú. Que yo no supe darte todo lo que tú querías. Eso dices tú, es lo que dices tú. Piénsalo, cuando en verdad se ama hay que dar sin recibir. Se entrega totalmente cuerpo y alma sin condición. Ese fue tu error. Tú no piensas así. Qué lástima que yo no fui el amor perfecto, aquel que tú querías. La vida a través del tiempo me enseñaba. Pero siempre tendrás mi corazón. Aún hay dos versiones de cada historia. Ahora quiero saber qué es lo que piensas tú.
Dices tú que yo no supe amarte, eso lo que dices tú. Que yo no supe darte todo lo que tú querías. Eso dices tú, es lo que dices tú. Piénsalo, cuando en verdad se ama y quedar sin recibir. Se entrega totalmente cuerpo y alma sin condición. Ese fue tu error, tú no piensas así. Que yo no fui el amor perfecto, aquel que tú querías. La vida a través del tiempo me ha enseñado a amar sin condición. Y aunque te vas, mi corazón te sigue amando. Qué lástima que yo no fui el amor perfecto, aquel que tú querías. La vida a través del tiempo me ha enseñado a amar sin condición. Y aunque te vas, mi corazón te sigue amando.
Tejano Gold Countdown, Qué Lástima by Cari Carina featuring Gary Hobbs. That climbed up 4 points this week, makes it to number 5 on the national charts. Regresamos con nuestra conversación con los chavos de Suenatron. Your sound, of course, is a direct result of your Mexican-American upbringing, your culture, your heritage, and your influences are not only regional Mexican and Latin sounds of California, but also, and dare I say, because everyone out there is asking, you also have Tejano music influences. Platícame más sobre eso.
We love a lot of Tejano artists, of course. I mean, I one of my favorites, I mean, it obviously is Bobby Pulido. I grew up, being an accordion player, and I remember watching an interview of him, and he was speaking English, speaking Spanish, kind of going back and forth, and that blew my mind. mind, you know. I was like, this, you can do that. Like, I didn't know you can do that, you know. I thought you just had to speak Spanish or just speak English, you know, like esa forma de platicar nosotros, you know, like that Spanglish that we talk. Like, I didn't really hear it a lot, you know. So for me to hear it from him, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be that. I want to do that. And you know, and now even some of the newer bands coming out, you know, Solido, you know, they're awesome too, you know. We have a lot of great influences. I remember when I was younger, my mom used to take us to go see Little Joe all the time, and that was like the highlight of you know, whenever Little Joe would come to town, it was like, because he would, you know, bring sax players and horn players and accordion, and to me that was music, you know. That was like, okay, this is evolution, this is what moves me, this is what, you know, lo que me llega al corazón, you know. So yeah, the list goes on and on, man.
Many people would like to think that being a family of Los Tigres del Norte is easier for you, but you've had to work hard to make your own name, and also you don't forget your roots, where you come from.
Exactly, you know, nothing is impossible, you know. At the end of the day too, you know, everybody needs help. I think that's one of the things that this new generation forgets, you know. And for us, it's really important that we keep those traditions and roots alive, you know. And so, like I said, being on the road with my father for a long time, I remember when once I was able to start going, and he would take us on tour, like, you know, when we were off of school in the summertime, and we would go with him, and just to be able to see him, how he worked with the people and what he means. And but at the end of the day, just that work ethic that he would put into it, that really taught my brothers and I to follow in those footsteps. This isn't easy, you know. It's not given. Nobody's going to give you anything. You have to work hard for it, and at the end of the day, people are going to appreciate you more for that. So.
Regresamos con más de Suena Tron en unos minutos, pero por el momento, let's get back to counting. Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 4, Para Que Seas Feliz by Magaly de la Rosa, produced by De La Rosa Records. This week, she makes it to number 2 on the national charts. As we head to break, here is the answer to this week's Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz, and be sure to go online and answer that question so you can register to win a Tejano Gold Countdown Anheuser-Busch 6-pack music giveaway. Okay, here's this week's question. Freddie Fender recorded this song in 1959 for the first time, then he re-recorded it in 1975. And the song, well, it became a major pop and country hit, topping the Billboard Hot Country Singles. Freddie would re-record it again as part of the Texas Tornadoes in the early 1990s, and this final version appeared on the soundtrack to the 1993 film version of The Beverly Hillbillies. Can you name this incredible song that showcased a new style to Freddie Fender's career? The name of the song was Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. What a mega hit written by Freddie Fender, a song that many more artists have since recorded over the years. Make sure you go online and enter your name to win today at TejanoGoldCountdown.com. On the way, the top 3 on the Top 20 Countdown this week, and we continue with our conversation with our special guest, Suena Tron, next on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tejano Gold!
Atreverte a ser tú mismo es más fácil dicho que hecho. Pero para los que toman Estrella Jalisco, la respuesta es simple. Nada es más atrevido que vivir una vida siendo tú mismo. Así que atrévete y vive tu estrella. Brillante, deliciosa, infinitamente refrescante. Disfrútala responsablemente. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
Quarter Moon Productions presents Non Stop Life, the Halloween Conjunto Music, with the remake of the Little Bay Labor Day Music Festival and Halloween Bash at the Rockport Harbor Festival Grounds on Saturday, October 29th, featuring Ricky Naranjo y Los Gambler.
Traigo un dolor en el pecho.
Giving the guys y los musicales. Graham Herrera.
Amor, amor.
Also performing, Jorge Moreno with special guest host Gabriela Martinez in a $300 spectacular costume contest. Gates open at 4 p.m. Tickets available online at eventmania.com. And tickets previously purchased will be honored for the new date. Saturday, October 29th, it's the Tejano Conjunto Overlord Remake and Halloween Bash at Little Bay Labor Day Music Festival at Rockport Harbor Festival Grounds, 1500 East Laurel Street in Rockport. Brought to you by Budweiser, Thomas J. Henry, H-E-B, Carabin Shaw, and La Tequila Jalisco Restaurant. For more information, call 979-665-1923. Quarter Moon Productions, where the stars meet the moon.